Philadelphia. Get ready to be inspired. If you need help finding the light in the darkness, don't touch that dial. Let's navigate life through the lens of hope with Scotty P. Inspirational speaker Scotty P speaks the importance of mental health in society and encourages techniques to overcome the everyday mental health obstacles that hold us back in life. It's not just inspiration, it's Scotty P inspiration.
Good evening, Philadelphia and the surrounding counties. Thank you so much for joining us today for another episode of the Scotty P Inspiration Show. Thank you so much for being here. I'm excited for this, and I think that this is going to be the perfect way for you to kick off the weekend here, because at the Scotty P Inspiration Show, it's not just inspiration, it's Scotty P Inspiration, and we're helping people navigate life through the lens of hope. So to my listeners out there, want to shout out real quick to everybody, let everyone know we are at the WWDB studios here in Ballack-Hinwood, Philadelphia. Holla, what's going on, everybody? And for those of you that do not know, we just started the Scotty P Inspiration Show a few episodes ago. We're getting into it. So if you want to view past episodes, a couple things you can do. You could go on Spotify, search the Scotty P Inspiration Show. You could go on Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. You can go on www.dbam.com and search my show. In addition to that, you can also go on YouTube under my channel, which is Scotty P Inspiration, and you can watch past episodes that way as well. So everybody, it is wonderful to be here again on a Friday. I really think that we've got some stuff that you're going to be able to take and run with today. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into it today so you can take something from this and be inspired for your weekend before you get things started. So here we go. I always like to start my shows, or I don't always do this, but I want to do it now, with something I call the quote of the day. Okay, so we're going to start with a quote, and we're going to see where it takes us, all right? So the quote that I have today that I think really is relevant to what I'm going to be talking about is as follows. And the quote is this: the goal isn't to get rid of all your negative thoughts and feelings. That's impossible. The goal is to change your response to them. Now, this is a quote from someone who is unknown. I don't know who it is. It was one of those things. But hey, it's a fantastic quote. And I think there's a lot of stuff that we can dive into here. And I think this is really relevant for a lot of us when we're listening to this show and in our lives, right? Because everybody wants all that negative feelings to go away. Everybody wants their pain to stop. Everyone wants their emotions to be good all the time. And that's understood. I think we all want that. I don't know anybody who wouldn't want that. However, I think it's important for us to keep in mind that this is not the goal. The goal is not to live a life without any negative emotions, without any negative thoughts, without any problems. That's not the goal. The goal is to learn to work through them. So when these emotions and feelings come into our lives, it doesn't paralyze us, so to speak, and we're allowed to continue to live our lives the way that we want without that taking over control. And I wanted to start this show today with that quote because I think for my whole business and what I do, a lot of times I'm trying to help people to understand that, to realize, hey, we can't go through this life without negative emotions. It is impossible. It is impossible. But what we can do is learn to recognize them, acknowledge them, and learn how to have the proper coping strategies so they don't dictate our actions, but rather we dictate our actions. Okay? So love that to begin. Think that's a great way to start for everybody for the weekend here. Now, the real theme of this show and this episode today that I want to talk to you about is kind of as follows. What are you reaching for? Now, when I say, what are you reaching for? I'm not saying, oh, are you reaching the top shelf for the cookies in the cookie jar? Or what are you reaching for in your life? No, I mean, what are you reaching for when things get difficult? Now, what are you reaching for when life gets hard and when you find yourself in a position where your anxiety is just spiraling out of control? What do you reach for when the people who are closest to you in your life maybe left you? What do you reach for when you lose that job? What do you reach for when somebody's being difficult? What do you reach for when a new relationship isn't working out? What do you reach for when your life's not what you thought it would be? What are you reaching for in those moments? Now, the reason I brought this up is because a lot of times when I'm working with clients with my one-on-one coaching or when I'm speaking to businesses, whatever it might be, I always hear that. And people say, hey, Scott, you know, I've got this problem and that problem. And what I say every time before anything is I begin by saying this: what are you reaching for? And a lot of times when I say this to people, they kind of go, no one knows exactly how to respond because I'm kind of being vague with it. But I say this because it gets the ball rolling in your mind in a direction in which maybe you're not used to. Okay, because a lot of times when we have things that come about in our lives, those situations that are undesirable, whatever it might be, we just go into that autopilot mode. And we let this situation kind of take over our mind and our thoughts, and it becomes what we eat, sleep, and breathe, and it's all we're focusing on. It's all we can think about, right? But do we notice are we aware of some of the things that we're doing when these situations come about? Here's an example for you. A lot of times, you know, people will say, hey, you know, when I get really anxious, I start snacking all the time, right? So people will reach for the chips or for the chocolate, for the candy, and they're snacking, right? That could be one type of way where you're literally kind of reaching for something, yeah. But another thing might be like this. Let's say, maybe every time that something doesn't go your way in your life, you reach for, I don't know, self-pity, okay? And you start saying to yourself, oh, nothing ever goes my way. Nothing's ever going to work out for me. I'm always going to be a failure. I can't do anything right. Things never go my way. What's wrong with me? Now, when we say that, people don't usually think of reaching for that. That just becomes a response a lot of times, right? We're just going right into that self-pity without thinking about it. But the whole reason of this show today and what I'm saying, what are you reaching for, is I want to help you, the listener, become aware of what it is that you are reaching for when you have some of those difficult things in your life. Because if we're not aware of it, how are we going to be able to fix it, right? And if we're not fixing it, we're going to stay in that cycle and we're going to stay unhappy and we're going to stay miserable. And we want to work through that and, tagline, navigate our lives through the lens of hope, rather than being stuck in whatever that situation is. So that's some of the stuff that I talk about with my clients and people. But to kind of go off of that here, you know, think about it like this. What we reach for in our lives, what we're reaching for when those difficulties come, that's going to determine what our outcome is going to be. Okay, for instance, if you're reaching for something that's negative and detrimental to your health, well, you guessed it. Your outcome is probably going to be more along the lines of something that's negative and going to hurt you rather than help you. On the other end of the spectrum, if you reach for something that is going to empower you, if you reach for something that is going to give you a new perspective on life in some type of way, it's going to help you in the long term. Now, here's the thing that's interesting, though. It's easy to say this, and I'm aware of that, and I trust you. All this stuff that I talk about, I'm still working on in my life. I don't want anyone here to think I have it all figured out, because trust me, I do not, but I'm aware of this stuff. And me going through it and being aware of it helps me to help other people with it. So I just wanted to let everybody know that. But I want you to think about it sort of, I guess we'll say like this. When we're reaching for these different things, there is so much at stake with it. There are so many different potential outcomes that can be varied and altered depending upon what we're trying to go for in our lives. And to kind of break that down in a way that someone else might understand, I would say this. You wouldn't reach for a can of salt if you were thirsty, right? No, obviously you wouldn't. If you're thirsty, you want water. You're not going to say, hey, here's some salt. This will probably help with my thirst. No, it's going to make you more thirsty. It's going to be detrimental to you, right? So in the same way, if you're struggling with some type of emotional pain, you wouldn't want to reach for something that's going to make that worse, right? You wouldn't want to reach for alcohol or drugs, which are going to lead to an addiction, which is going to ultimately lead to even more emotional pain and mental health challenges, right? If you're going through a difficult time, you don't want to reach for watching a show that's going to make you feel bad about yourself, right? If you're going through a difficult time, you don't want to self-sabotage, because none of those things are going to help you, right? But unfortunately, it's not as simple as seeing a can of salt and a thing of water. It's a little bit more difficult, obviously, but the same concept applies. So I think about what we're talking about here, and I think about the examples that I've given you, and what I understand is that it can be so tough to reach for the right things, right? And some of the right things, for example, might be journaling when you're having a bad day, or learning to recognize your thoughts and saying, hey, I see this thought, I'm pushing it away, and I'm replacing it with another positive thought. Okay, it's sometimes hard to do these things, especially early on. You know, it's no coincidence that we do the stuff that we do, because in our minds, it works. If we're going through a rough time and we start going into self-pity, or we start doing things that are bad for us using negative coping skills, we're not doing it because like, I know this is wrong, but I want to do it anyways. No, we're doing it because in the moment, it does help. And that's the thing that we have to remember that's interesting. It does help in that moment. However, long-term, it's going to hurt us. And the thing that's super interesting about these choices that we make, what we're reaching for when we're in difficult times, is that many times the things that are going to help us in the long run, they're kind of painful in the beginning. They don't give us that instant gratification of relief that we want that the negative coping skills kind of give us, right? But that's how we have to be wise enough to know, and we have to be self-aware enough to know that, hey, even in this moment, I'm not getting that relief that I want. I know that I'm building towards something that's going to allow me to have a better thought pattern later on in life. And I know that I'm building towards getting myself out of that anxious and negative cycle and out of that pit that you find yourself in right now. You're building towards getting out of it rather than just getting a quick hit of something and staying in it. You know, kind of think about it like this. Let's imagine you're in a literal pit, okay? Now, this pit, let's say, represents your depression. This represents something that's not going right in your life. This real difficult problem you're in. Every time you use a positive coping skill and you reach for something that's good for you, think about it adding one more rung to a ladder, okay? And the more that you do these things, the more rungs get built to this ladder, which is ultimately your way to getting out of that pit. Now, every time that you do something that's detrimental for yourself, you're under the impression that you're going to see a rung there, but actually a rung gets taken away and you're digging yourself deeper. I want you to think about it like that, okay? Think about that. Now, I have a question for you as the listeners. I want you to think about this. How many times in the past year have you tried to reach for something to take that pain away that you're good, that you're going through, and instead it's ended up making a whole new problem for you? And be honest with yourself. Think about it. How many times has this happened this year where you try to reach for something to take that pain away and it ends up becoming something destructive and adding to more pain itself? Be honest with yourself. And there's no shame in realizing, hey, you know, I've done that a bunch, because personally, I've done that a bunch too. But I'm aware of it. And I want you to become aware of it too. And the first step to becoming aware of it is having this conversation right now with yourself or with somebody around you. It doesn't necessarily have to be a professional person. It doesn't have to be somebody that you have to pay to go see. No, it could just be writing this stuff down. It could be taking a video of yourself saying these things so that you're getting it going in your head. That's the most important step. And it begins for that. So when I'm saying, what are you reaching for? I don't know what you're reaching for, but I want you to figure that out. And I want you to take the time to write that down and to start to become aware of it. I want you to do that. And I want you to remember this. You can change. You will change. And you are changing. But in order to change, it starts with taking inventory of what's already up here in the head. And for any of my listeners who have ever worked in retail, you know what it's like to take inventory, right? You're going down the halls of your Acme, your Giant, your CVS, your Walgreens, whatever it is, and you're counting up the stuff and you're saying, okay, we're missing this. We need to order more of that. You're taking inventory so you're aware of what you have in stock. And the more that you have in stock, the more people are going to probably buy that one thing, right? Whatever it is. So in the same way, we've got to make sure we're taking inventory of what's going on up here in our head. We might be running real low on some real important things that we need up here in our head. And if we're not taking inventory of that, we might run out of it. And all of a sudden we're forced to rely on something else that maybe that's not as good for us. And so taking that inventory in our head every single day is what's going to help us to make sure that we're reaching for those right things rather than those things that are going to be harmful and hurtful to us. So everybody, we've got a lot more coming here. I've got to dive a lot deeper into this in the second part of our show as well. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back after these quick commercial breaks. I can't wait for it.
Hey everyone, Eric Katz here, the owner of Katz Dogs Canine. Are you working from home and need to get your dog out running around for the day? Will you be traveling this summer and looking for a place to board your pup? Is your dog looking a little shaggy and need a haircut or bath? Are you looking forward to walking around and enjoying this beautiful weather, but you can't because your dog's pulling like a freight train? Well, you're in luck. We're a one-stop shop that focuses on daycare, boarding, grooming, and training. We're located at 35 Middle Road, Percy, PA, on 10 beautiful acres. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Katz Dogs Canine or our website, katzdogscanine.com. Our phone number is 855-CATS-DOG, 855-528-9364.
What's going on, everyone? This is Scott Prendergast here, a.k.a. Scotty P. Real quick, I want to talk to you about my business. It's called Scotty P. Inspiration. And what I am is I'm an inspirational speaker, and I want to help others navigate life through the lens of hope. Now, I do this through speaking engagements, but also one-on-one life coaching. So if you're interested in booking me or doing some of that coaching, let me know. Check me out at www.scottypinspiration.com or check out my Instagram at scottyp_inspo. Find Yourself Boxes was created to foster the connection between a person and those in life who may be working through mental health challenges by providing curated and customizable boxes filled with research-backed wellness products that promote healing. Coupling personal experience with professional mental health guidance, Find Yourself Boxes meets people where they are on their journey. Wellness doesn't look the same for every person, and these products are packaged together to touch various aspects of our wellness spectrum. Find your healing with Find Yourself Boxes at findyourselfboxes.com, and you can get 20% off your first purchase. Welcome back, everybody, to the Scotty P Inspiration Show here with your host, Scott Prendergast, a.k.a. Scotty P. I'm so glad that you joined us on this Friday evening to kickstart your weekend off with some positive inspiration and some things that you'll be able to take from the show to help you navigate life through the lens of hope. So welcome once again, everybody. And if you're just tuning in, don't worry. We're going to dive. We got so much more information for you to get today. We've got a lot more to talk about here as well. But if you are just tuning in, just want to remind everybody that you can check out the rest of this episode and other episodes on Spotify by searching the title of the show, Apple Podcasts, my YouTube channel, Scotty P Inspiration, or www.dbam.com. You can check all those out and watch past episodes as well as this episode too. Now, again, if you're just joining in, what we've been talking about today is kind of the idea of what is it that you're reaching for? And when we say what is it that you're reaching for, we mean what are you reaching for to help you during those really difficult times? Are you reaching for something that's going to hinder and hurt you? Or are you reaching for something that is going to build you up and ultimately pull you through that difficulty that you find yourself in right now? To go along with that, one of the things during the break that I was looking up that I've always loved this quote and I always wanted to find a way to incorporate it, and I think this kind of goes well here too. And it's from Stephen Furtick. He's a pastor of a Christian church called Elevation Church. I love his stuff. One of the things that he said once that I really related to was as followed. And he said, quote, "There isn't any formula for happiness that starts with if I had." Now I'm going to say that again. There isn't any formula for happiness that starts with if I had. And I think that's so interesting, right? Because so many times we're always saying, well, if I had $1 million, I'd be a lot happier. Or if I had, you know, this or I had that, I would be so much better. I'd be so much happier. My life would be ultimately great, right? And it's funny because I think a lot of people do look for the happiness with their if I hads. And here this guy's saying, no, it doesn't begin with that. And the way that I want to tie this back into what we've been talking about is back to what I said before the break here of taking that inventory up here in your head, you know, that inventory of what's going on in your head, that inventory of what you have, right? There wouldn't ever be a time where you're taking inventory in your head and say, oh, I'd be a lot better if I had more of this. Now, you might say that, but is that actually going to help you? Mm-mm. You would be a lot better off to say, hey, you know what? I will be happy by properly using what it is that I have right now, what it is that I've got in my head right now, what I've got in my life right now, and using that to build my happiness instead of trying to say, well, if this, if that. I love that, and I think it really ties into what we're talking about today. Now, for you, the listeners, you know, for those of you that know me and who've been keeping up with the show and what I do a lot, I think you would be able to understand that my whole business is about not denying the problem, not denying and trying to act with this fake positivity like everything's good, but very much it's the opposite. And it's acknowledging that life is really, really difficult and hard and isn't fun a lot of times, but being able to find those little hidden gems of hope, joy, and positivity along the way. And we got to make sure, like the title of the show is today, that we are reaching for those little joys every time that we find ourselves in a position where we might be kind of struggling. So to kind of go off of that, you know that I love to give you concrete strategies and legit things that you can do right here, right now to take away from this show so that you can apply them to your life. And here's something for this particular episode and what we're talking about that I think you'll be able to do, that you'll be able to use that can really help you. And again, it's simple. I like to keep all of my stuff simple because I think if it's too complicated, you're not going to do it. And if you're not going to do it, then you're not going to see any change. And if you're not going to see any change, you're going to leave a review saying, Scotty P said he could change, but he's really not changing me. When in fact, I told you, you got to give it time and you got to use some of these strategies, right? So that's why I love to do that. Now, here's what we got for you, okay? I want you to try this at home. You could do it now. You could do it throughout the day, whatever. But I want you to make a note, whether it's a mental note, whether it's a note in your phone or a physical note. Make that note of every time that you find yourself falling into what I call a mental trap. Now, a mental trap could be obsessive thinking about something. It could be anxious thinking about something. It could be extremely negative thinking about something. It could be the warning signs of you falling into depression if you've seen that before and you see those symptoms coming about, whatever it is, okay? But make a note of every time that you fall into that mental trap. And then I want you to make another note to see what is the first thing that you're reaching for. What is the first thing that you're doing? Are you immediately reaching for social media to try to combat it and to try to flip the script and make yourself feel better and or maybe make yourself feel worse, because that's a very much a thing sometimes? Is that what you're doing? Maybe you're reaching for alcohol or drugs. Maybe you're reaching for something else. Maybe you're reaching for a certain person. Maybe you're reaching out to your pet, whatever it is. Okay, but make a note of that, okay? And I'd say maybe after 2 or 3 days, start to look and see if you see a pattern arise. And the reason I'm telling you to do this is because that right there is going to be the first step in learning to become self-aware. And self-awareness, I truly think, is one of the keys in being able to overcome any of those obstacles that hold us back in life, is by being aware of what we're thinking and how we're feeling so that we can better overcome it, okay? So that's a little strategy that I want you to do when you get the chance, and just keep it in mind throughout the week and do it. And then really make sure that you take the time to see that pattern, see those results, so that you know better where to attack and say, okay, every time I got sad, I was reaching for Instagram, and then it made me not only sad, but then it made me angry, which then made me feel bad, which then made me lead to, you know, not exercising or not eating well, yada, yada, yada. You'll be able to see those patterns in yourself by identifying it, okay? So I want you to take that away from it. When we bring this up right here, it kind of reminded me of a story that I'd love to share real quick about myself. And this was something that I dealt with a lot, and I do still deal with sometimes. I don't totally have it together, but it's something that I remember my past was very prevalent with me. I remember when I was younger, anytime things wouldn't really go right, whether it was in sports or school or just general things in life, a lot of times I would kind of reach for self-sabotaging. And I know that sounds a little weird. You're thinking, okay, what do you mean, Scott? You're reaching for self-sabotaging. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you. When things wouldn't go right, I would start telling myself all the reasons why things wouldn't go right and all the reasons why it was all my fault. And I would say, okay, well, I can't do this right, so now I'm just not going to study for this test on purpose because I feel so bad. Or now I'm going to start ruining this area of my life because of this bad thing happened. And it would just kind of be like a snowball, the self-sabotaging, because I felt so bad about myself. And it took me a while to understand that when things didn't go right, I was reaching for that self-sabotaging mode and how it was making me stay stuck in that pit that I talked about before, right? I kept just spinning my wheels. I couldn't get any traction because every time I made progress, I would continue to reach for that self-sabotaging and it would bring me back down. Now, eventually I became aware of this. And now it's something that I'm able to pinpoint so it doesn't necessarily throw my whole life off anymore. And that's what I hope is going to happen for you, is that I'm not saying it's never going to happen again, whatever you're dealing with. No, certain, no, ma'am. But what I am saying is that when it does happen and when you do see yourself reaching for it, imagine almost kind of like you're pausing, like you're reaching for something on a shelf and you're stopping and you're like, you know what? I don't think I need that right now. And your hand starts to retract, it starts to go back down, and it goes back into your pocket, right? And so then maybe you reach for something else that's better for you. And that is a process that, let me tell you, is difficult. It is arduous at times. It is not always fun. But it very much can be done. And it's something that is really going to make a huge difference in your life. And I think that, if anything, from listening to my show and the strategies that I give and the things that I talk about, these will help you to set a foundational piece for this, so that you can then put the rest of the pieces into play in your life in the way that you're comfortable with, in a way that's going to help you. Because my friends, recovery, it looks different for everybody. And my friends, overcoming these obstacles that we all face, it looks different for all of us too. Because there is not one of us in this world who has the exact same obstacles to face as somebody else. All of them are different. So all of our processes to work through them and get out of that pit, so to speak, are going to be different too. And that's okay. But the hope is that when somebody does get out of that pit, something that you learned and something that you use could potentially help somebody else as well. And that's why we do this, and that's why I have the show, and that's what I want you to remember today. And I want you to remember is that every single time you face a challenge, there may not be a clear present solution at the moment, but that doesn't mean that there's not something that's going to be able to be used later in your life to help you. And it doesn't mean that there won't be something good that comes from it. And I really want the listeners to hear that. I want you to hear me when I say that again. Is that difficulties will come, but that doesn't mean something good won't come from it. And we don't have to run away from all of our problems all the time. We don't have to run away from the fear of pain and being hurt again, because it's going to happen, yes. But if we're willing to withstand that initial shock, that initial pain, there's some real beautiful things that will come from that. You know, it's been said that if there's no pressure from the earth, that diamonds can't form, right? No pressure, no diamonds. I'm sure a lot of us have heard that old phrase. How true is that? It's so true. And in the same way, this thing called life is hard. But at the same time, that difficulty produces some pretty beautiful things. And sometimes we just have to remember that. Now, as we're getting close to the end of the show here, we got a few more minutes. I want to kind of leave you with this, so to speak. You know, one last thing here before we wrap it up and you start your weekend and you do whatever it is that you're going to do and enjoy this late August weekend. When you want the pain to stop in your life, but it won't, I want you to know that I see you. And when you feel like that you're falling apart in your life, I want you to know that I feel you. And when this world seems to kick your feelings and everything you care about to the curb, I want you to know that I empathize with you. Now, this world, it's a tough place, man, no doubt. And as tough as it is, though, that fight against ourselves internally, I think is even tougher. And when these things that you're going to reach for sometimes don't work out, you're going to be tempted to just say, forget it, I'm never doing this again. But my friends, I want you to know this. When that time comes when you're going to reach for something, I want to make sure that you hear echoing in your head, am I reaching for something that's going to help me? Or am I reaching for something that's going to hinder me? And I want to make sure that you have that playing in your head constantly, every time that you feel that urge to fall back into that pit again, so that you will not make that same mistake. And if you do make the same mistake, maybe next time you won't. But I want you to start becoming aware of what it is that you're going to reach for. Because we're all going to reach for something. That's human nature. That's what we do. That's how we move through problems, right? But we want to make sure that what we're reaching for are things that are going to be productive to us, that are going to help us, and are going to get us out of that situation. So everybody, as you're starting your weekend today, as you're beginning to think about your life and going through the different things, just remember that what you're reaching for, a lot of times is going to determine that outcome that you desire. So keep that in mind. So I want to thank you all so much for listening to me today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning into another episode. And I hope that you tune into us again next week, because we're going to have some great stuff for you as well. Everybody, Scotty P here. Check me out on Instagram. Check me out on YouTube. Check the show out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you want to do, whatever you're comfortable with. Thank you so much again for listening to me. I hope everyone has an amazing rest of your day. Stay safe. Take care of yourself. See you next time, next week, everyone.